zoning board feels like.
Yes, okay. Good evening. Good evening. Today is January 24th, 2017. The time is 6:33 p.m. This is a regular meeting of the Newton Zoning Board of Appeals. We are meeting, our schedule for the evening will be as follows. We're meeting early so that we can elect officers, review our rules, and get an update from our colleagues in the law department about the state of a number of appeals that we have, where we have been challenged on our fine work. And then we will go into the chamber where we have this evening's regular hearing business. Here at the beginning of the meeting are Bill McLaughlin, Harvey Cream, Vin Farina, Mike Rossi, Barbara Huggins-Carboni, and Brooke Lipsett from the Zoning Board of Appeals, our staff members Julie Ross and Jonah Temple from the Law Department, and Adriana Enriquez, our clerk. Let's start with the adoption of our rules, because you always have to have rules before you can do anything with them. I know you have all got the board's rules committed to memory. I will say that, I've got my dinner all over my skin. Never mind. Look at that. What a slob. You can't take me anywhere. Adriana and Julie and I met and talked about the rules, and we are not proposing any changes at the moment, although if there are changes that anyone wants to propose from the board, this is the moment to bring it up. Do you have something in mind? No, you're just sitting there looking cute. Huh?
No, I was at the meeting. I wasn't anything.
Oh, and Vinny. And Vinny was there. Sorry.
Oh, we left him right out.
Huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
Do we, Madam Chair, do we still have the regulation about things have to be submitted 5 days
yes,
before?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Is that applicable to the applicant as well?
Yes.
As
that
the
5 days in advance is for materials submitted by anybody.
Okay.
And that is so that the clerk's office has time to get them to us. Right. Things that are submitted fewer than 5 days ahead, mm-hmm. it's been our practice to accept them but not consider them because we don't have time to read them because we don't get them really until the evening of a hearing. So, yes, and that is in the rules somewhere, although I can't tell you where. But it is in there.
And is that consistent whether it's a local matter or a 40B matter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's for anything.
There's no superseding rules.
I know. Do you see any reason why we should?
No. There may be other rules.
Oh,
from
no.
DHCD
no.
or from
oh,
UGC.
No. I don't think they care. Oh, sorry. They probably care. But they don't.
I have forgotten. But do the rules require that the names of applicants, petitioners, whatever, be reflected?
It actually, it's not in our rules, but it is in the form that they fill out.
Because I don't.
And
one,
we,
I
know, there are a couple of things that, one of the things that we reviewed was the confusion that is engendered by the fact that there are several kinds of forms that people fill out. And Adriana, as soon as she can find her way clear, has been asked to consolidate those forms so that all that, information about can we have access to the property, which I know has been an issue for us sometimes, and who are the principals when it's a corporation or a other business entity, appear on anything that has to get submitted to us. So that will be, and we are joined by Michael Quinn. Michael, this is Jonah Temple, our new city solicitor, assistant city solicitor. So that will happen more automatically than it has in the past once that gets done, and I hope that'll be for our next, by the time of our next set of hearings. Does that sound reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Anything else about the rules? If not, I'd take a motion to adopt the rules as re-adopt the rules as they were last year. Moved by Mr. Farina. Seconded by Mr. McLaughlin. Any discussion? No. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Any abstentions? Unanimous. Okay. Next task in front of us is to... You gentlemen are welcome to join us. The next task in front of us is to elect a chairman and a vice chairman of the board. Mr. Farina and I have happily served as your leadership team, but we are also perfectly prepared to be replaced or to continue to serve if you would, if it is the pleasure of the board. Do you have any suggestions? Offers?
You both
rejections.
Willing to continue?
Yes.
No arm twisting or anything?
No, I had to twist his arm pretty hard. But he was amenable.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yes.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Okay, a motion that Vinny and I should continue in our positions. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. Huggins Carboni. God, I'm a wreck. Are you sure you want me? I can't keep my skirt clean. All right. Are there any other nominations? Motion nomination be closed by Mr. McLaughlin, seconded by Mr. Rossi.
Ms. Huggins.
I'll third.
Okay. Is there any all in favor of closing nominations? Say aye. No. No one opposed. May we have a vote on the slate? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay.
Madam Chair,
yeah.
If I may, I think we need to also elect
a clerk. We do, yeah. Next thing we need to do is we need to select a clerk. I move that we ask Adriana Enriquez to serve as our clerk.
Do I have to accept? Just kidding.
Well, it depends. Depends. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Farina. Any other nominations? Not seeing none, I move that we accept this nomination by acclamation. All right. No objection?
Good.
You're it, Adriana. All right. Thank you for that business. Okay. Now that we've done that, we need to... I've asked... since this is the beginning of the year and it seems an appropriate time to do it, that Julie and Jonah bring us up to date on the various pieces of litigation that we have out there. And I'd like to take them sort of from the easiest to the hardest. So let's start with...
is this an executive session?
No. This is, so far, no. This is
no.
All... If there's anything that you think we need to go into executive session for... You're going to tell me, okay? So that's why I'm starting with the easy ones first. Mr. Lung
easy
on...
Easy litigation. I think that's not too
much. Mr. Lung on Langley Road.
Yes, that is an appeal to the land court from this board's decision. I am still getting up to speed in this litigation. My understanding is discovery has been completed, except for the deposition of Mr. Frank Gaeba, who is the appellant's expert witness and who... perform the land survey that's at issue in the case.
Right. And do we have any idea of timetable of that? Or
it will probably take place sometime in the next month or two. I'll need to work out scheduling with Attorney Mark Lanza. The only other thing to note here is that Attorney Lanza for the appellant filed a request for a zoning determination with Inspectional Services in December asking... for confirmation whether if his client purchased a 750 square foot sliver of land from his abutter, if it would then make the lot in question dimensionally compliant as a buildable lot. And I think that's pending at the moment.
Okay. And I saw a bit of a nod from the Commissioner of Inspectional Services, so I guess that's right. Okay. How about Woodman Road, the Springer?
So with Springer, back on December 9th, attorneys for Mr. Springer and the landowner reported to the court that they had reached a settlement in principle, that they're working out the particulars of that settlement. My understanding is they're still working out the terms of the settlement. It is not complete yet. They owe another update to the court by the end of this month.
And do we have any role, or are we just sort of standing by and letting them
At this point, we're standing by and letting them hash it out. My understanding is they're close, but if a settlement isn't reached, then we'll probably step in and do some limited discovery on the issue of constructive notice.
Okay. Any questions on that issue? Anybody? Okay, let's talk about 135 Wells Avenue, our longest standing issue.
So with 135 Wells Ave, the developer appealed to the land court decision, affirming the Housing Appeals Commission decision to the appeals court. In December, they filed a petition for direct appellate review to the Supreme Judicial Court. We opposed that petition, but the petition was allowed last week by the SJC. So it was docketed on January 19th. And based on the new briefing schedule, or it's really just the same briefing schedule, Wells Zapp's brief is going to be due February 8th, and then we will have 30 days after that to file an opposition.
So do you see that they've raised some new... some issue of first impression, is that what you call it? Does the court see that? Is that why they took the case?
Yes and no. The standard for direct appellate review is either a question of a first impression or a matter of public importance that's significant enough for the SJC to want to chime in on it. We don't think it raised either of those. Clearly, the SJC did. We don't know which reason they chose to find merit in, but my guess is it would be the public interest factor. They have a history of taking 40B cases from the appellate court, mm-hmm. So they seem to like to chime in on those.
Great. And will you keep us informed? This is an issue this board's been dealing with for several years, and we'd like to just sort of stay in the loop as things happen.
Absolutely.
Okay. I think we only have one other item that is currently under litigation, and that is the matter of 1615 Beacon Street, where at our mid-November or late November hearing, whenever it was, this board invoked the safe harbor under Chapter 40B, stating that we have 1.5% of the total land area devoted to affordable housing that was appealed to DHCD by the developer or the owner of this property. DHCD found that we had not met that standard, and we actually have the responsibility now to determine whether we should further appeal that or whether we should accept the decision of the DHCD. And I have been advised by our attorneys that this is an appropriate subject, since we will be discussing litigation strategy, for us to go into executive session. And I would ask for a motion to go into executive session to discuss this matter.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Quinn, seconded by Mr. Cream. Any discussion on the motion? On a roll call, Mr. Quinn.
Yes.
Mr. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mr. Cream.
Yes.
Mr. Farina.
Yes.
Mr. Rossi.
Yes.
Ms. Huggins-Carboni.
Yes.
Mrs. Lipsett. Yes. All right, we'll go into executive session. Please turn off the thing. If the public would excuse us, we will reconvene in the chambers as soon as we are done with this
business. Where should I leave my microphone?
Excuse me?
Where should I leave my microphone?
Leave it in the chambers if you would.
Oh, okay.